Here's a look at First News. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. Well, it was a great day yesterday in India. They got all of the construction workers that were trapped in that tunnel for 3 weeks out. All 41 of them. They had help from some international tunneling experts, spearheaded by multiple rescue agencies. One of the most complicated rescue operations that India's had to penetrate through solid rock and metal in order to reach those workers. A drilling machine failed in the last stages of rescue, so they had to dig the remaining feet out by hand. But they got them, and they are all in good shape. There was another mine accident yesterday. This one was in Johannesburg, when a mine operator said the elevator suddenly dropped 650 feet while it was carrying workers back out of the mine to the top. It killed 11 and it hurt 75. They are one of the world's largest producers of platinum. They're investigating. A crew member has been recovered from the ocean after a U.S. military Osprey aircraft carrying six of our brave men and women crashed off southern Japan. Japanese Coast Guard official said cause of the crash and status of five others on the aircraft not known. U.S. military revised that number to six that were on board. A fisherman happened to see it go down, said an engine on that plane was on fire. International mediators said they've made progress on trying to extend the ceasefire in Gaza. They're encouraging the Hamas rulers to keep freeing hostages. The deal will otherwise expire within a day. Israel's welcomed the release of dozens, but they had 250. And by the way, so far, no Americans have been released either. And they have Americans still hostage. Rosalynn Carter will finally get her final accolades and farewells today in Plains. She was born there. There she and former President Jimmy Carter. That's where they based their presidential campaign. Her funeral will be held at Maranatha Baptist Church. The service is the last of 3 days worth of parading her around in public. 99-year-old former president attended the memorial service yesterday in Atlanta. Rosalynn Carter will then finally be buried in her resting place, a spot right next to where her husband also will be buried. Oh, and you know they have that big climate thing going on over there in Dubai. President Biden will not be attending that. 200 world leaders all getting there. And guess what came out of that yesterday? Experts said the world is heading for considerably less warming than they had projected a decade ago. What? Did you just hear that? Experts at this huge climate thing said the world is heading for considerably less warming than we thought 10 years ago. In fact, less warming than what climate scientists had anticipated. Isn't that interesting? Contradictory conditions, they said, face climate negotiators in Dubai. And one of the things they're going to talk about is the assessment on how we're doing when it comes to fossil fuels and whether or not now they should be phased out. Going to have a big summit on that today. Hunter Biden has offered to testify publicly before Congress, striking a defiant note in response to a subpoena by the committee. Joe Biden's son slammed the subpoena's request for closed-door testimony, saying it could be manipulated. James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, is standing firm, said they want full cooperation to a congressional subpoena. You don't have options. Hunter Biden's lawyer said this is just a fishing expedition, but they want to get to the bottom of this, and it's linked to the president and the millions and millions of dollars that have been spread throughout his family. U.S. authorities said they're closing a Texas border crossing to vehicles and limiting traffic at an Arizona crossing to try to shift more resources to stop all of these illegal entries. Customs and Border Protection said it was closing a couple bridges Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas, town of 30,000. That's one of the busiest corridors for illegal crossings. Illegal crossings, folks, have picked up almost 10,000 a day, 300,000 a month, sneaking, running, doing anything they can to get into the country. Charlie Munger, who helped Warren Buffett build Berkshire Hathaway into an investment powerhouse, he's died. He was 99. He served as Buffett's surrounding board of investments advisor, business decision maker for many years. Mark Cuban's back in the news. He's working to sell part of the Dallas Mavericks to the Sands Casino family. He's working on a deal to sell the majority stake in it. It would be run by the Las Vegas Sands Casino Company. Mark Cuban would still retain control of basketball operations in that deal. Excuse me. European shares mostly higher. Mixed session in Asia yesterday. U.S. futures gained on Wall Street. Oil prices were up. Went up 21 cents. $76.62 a barrel. And that is ahead of a big meeting this week from the OPECers. They're trying to reach an agreement on production cuts that would leave the oil market in flux. And we'll see what they're doing, but they're holding the rest of the world hostage on their oil shipments abroad. Global economy, which has proved resilient this year, is expected to falter next year, they say, under the strain of wars. According to the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, they look for international growth next year to be only about 2.7%. Joe Biden is going to try to turn Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado into the embodiment of the Republican opposition to his agenda as he visits Colorado. He's going to visit Pueblo today and tour the CS Wind Factory. That's the world's largest facility for wind tower manufacturing. They're expanding, but only because they got federal dollars to do it. Boberg opposed the Inflation Reduction Act, which spent trillions of dollars and balloon costs for many people. General Motors said they took a big hit during their six-week strike by auto workers this year. Hold on, I have to take a drink. $1.1 billion hit. Excuse me. And so they've had to realign their yearly earnings. They hope to generate more cash at the end of the year, but electric vehicles costing these companies a fortune. They had to slow down their spending on the electric vehicle, the Cruise. They had trouble with the autonomous feature of it. And so electric vehicles are costing these companies a lot of money. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to sign legislation to curb deceptive uses of artificial intelligence. We talked about that this morning. She said that AI can be used during elections to mislead voters. We already know what Facebook and others did during the last presidential election by their own admission. And she's now worried about AI technology. Talked about it earlier. Bureau of Land Management has stopped the use of spring-loaded traps to kill predators, coyotes, and others. The M44 ejector devices, cyanide bombs, they said they're unintentionally killing thousands of pets and non-predator wildlife. BLM controls and owns 390,000 square miles. That's larger than two Californias. However, they're still legal in Colorado, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Montana. Could still use them. And maybe some good news. U.S. life expectancy rose last year, but it's not close to where it was before COVID. It was up by more than a year in 2022 after plunging two straight years in a row. Average life expectancy now in the United States, 77 years and 6 months. Now, for men, it's less. For women, it's a little more. But the average is 77 years. So keep in mind, though, folks, that's the average. So if you got a lot of people living to 90, you know, that means a lot of you are going to die at 64.
Thanks, Doc.
Well, that's what it is, Mark, right? That's the average. So think of all the people you know that have lived to 90.
Well, Mr. Wilson, a lot of people in your family are going to make it to 90. You will not be one of them.
That's right. So it could be 64 for you, but the average is now 77.
In sports, a woman who says she is the daughter of Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has refiled her defamation suit. She said, this billionaire is my dad, and he has apparently portrayed her as an extortionist. So that's not my kid. you know, there's an easy way to find out, and we can be done with this real quick.
Exactly.
And he is fighting it. 36-page order said he determined some of the alleged defamatory statements about this gal were published in two different ESPN stories. So they got the evidence. Look, get the paternity test.
Yeah.
We'll know. Save time and money.
Can they force you to do that?
Get a test? Like I don't think they can.
You know, where you have to give blood or something?
No.
I don't know what the legalities are behind that. So, well, it'd be interesting if he wasn't a billionaire, if she'd be still saying he's his dad.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a point there.
Right.
Well, it's going to be a little windy today, folks. If you have one of those big plastic Santas out in the front of the yard, it may be your neighbor's Santa before it's all over. Then it will taper off. Tomorrow we're going to get a little cold front, and then we start warming up next week. 46 today, but 34 tomorrow. 40s through the weekend, and possibly even a 50 next week. Right now it's about 32. It is breezy out there. 641, and that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thanks for tuning into the Cat.